Now, again, I don't mean to infer that all dreams are going to take you in this direction. As I said, I think some of them are, there's just random dreams, there's prophetic dreams, there's dreams that you'll find out that they seem to have come to you for a reason. But I do say this about all, there are certain factors of all dreams. All dreams are largely gray. And I believe that the reason they're gray is because the light is fickle. The experiences we have in daytime are illusory, subject to illusion. And there is nothing seen in the darkness. So, and darkness is the image of despair. But I maintain that there are certain dreams of that pick, give you the mood. You don't have to analyze it. You'll know it. When you wake up the next morning, sometimes you'll hang around with that dream for an hour saying, hey, what happened here? I maintain that there is a basic harmony. I believe there's a basic destiny, sort of blueprint for mankind. And if we work it, I think there's a voice there that tries to say, relax. Relax. If you fight and you hurt your fellow man, or if you struggle too hard, you're only going to get what's destined to be gotten in the first place. And this language is another thing is, as I said, it's eternal. I maintain that it doesn't change. Of all the people I've talked to about dreams, the mood remains the same. The eternality is in this nostalgic dream. And in that nostalgic dream, people, we get better at readings about people than we ever get in any other type of dream. Now, to give you some example that this has been common knowledge previously, I maintain that what happens in the poetic sense, certain artists and poets, I think, are able to pick this up in the daylight hours, so to speak. In other words, they can get into a certain mood in which they get in contact with what we might call it the zeitgeist, or the universal language of sorts, and then they labor to try to put that down, and that's the reason for the rhyme. Also the reason for the color on the canvas is they desperately try to recreate that mood to bring that message. And I heard the boy tell you that I'd had an experience when I was 32 years of age. I tried for years and years to write something down about it, and I found it was everything seemed inadequate and foolish. I just couldn't get anything written down. And then one day I sat down and it was like automatic writing. Something came out, and it was a form of blank verse. And to me, it's the closest that I could ever get to describing what happened. And it's not saying this happened, such and such a feeling followed such and such a feeling, or these words were uttered, or, you know, I saw this or that. Basically, you're entering a dimension that's far beyond anything that's objective.